press, the regular press, journalists from here in New York and around the country, and I want to thank them personally tonight for calling attention to the fact that here on the Tomorrow Show for the last 9 or 10 months we have tried to present true excellence in all forms of music, from Elton John to George Shearing to Wendy and the Plasmatics to Elvis Costello and Stevie Wonder to all the people who have appeared here. I thank the press for calling that their appearances to the attention of all of you, and I thank you for your support for the music that we've presented here the past 9 or 10 months. With us tonight, we'll not only have a great band, but explore an extraordinary era in the history of the 1900s. That's the 1960s, actually, we'll take a look at tonight. And one of the finest and most popular bands ever to play on any stage, and I'm talking about the Grateful Dead. They are a unit of almost mythical reputation around this country. Their story is a story of an exhilarating, volatile time in the American experience. Some people remember this as the best of times. Other people remember the 1960s and the Woodstock generation as the worst of a painful experience. It was a time of acid trips, of rock festivals, of be-ins, of Haight-Ashbury, but most of all a time of Woodstock and most of all a time of the Grateful Dead. We're not entirely certain why this upheaval occurred in American history, but it was a time when sex and music and drugs all came together and had a powerful impact on society, on our attitudes about sex, about morals, and about ourselves, and we'll look at all of that with the Grateful Dead here tonight. Now, there was another gentleman who played at Woodstock, and he'll be talking with Rona Barrett in Los Angeles tonight, and she has some other segments as well. So let's go now to Hollywood, and here's Rona Barrett to tell us what's happening on the West Coast of tomorrow, Coast to Coast tonight. Rona?
Thanks, Tom. Although it happened nearly 12 years ago, the phenomenon of Woodstock still weighs heavy on the minds of many. Tonight, Tom, joining with your look back at Woodstock, we'll have here with us another stellar participant of that historic festival, John Sebastian, formerly of the Lovin' Spoonful. Later, I'll be back with a lady whose career as a big screen sex symbol has only gotten better with age, Angie Dickinson. All that and more from Hollywood tonight on Tomorrow Coast to Coast. Thomas?
All right, thank you, Rona. Also from New York tonight, if you've been paying attention, during this week we've been doing a little series of reports on sex in the movies and how... We also wrote a fantastic book which is called One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. We'll meet him and get on with the Grateful Dead right after this for our sponsors and for the NBC television station. Thank you all for being here, and thank you all for being there. We'll be right back.